This is a podcast from the BBC. To find out more, go to bbc.co.uk/6music.
Thanks for downloading the podcast. Hope you're very well indeed.
It's the week of Sunday, the 27th of January.
It is. We were chatting about...
Who knows what day it is when people are listening to this?
Yeah, maybe you're on a tube, maybe you're listening to this late at night, maybe you're listening to it loud on your iPod speakers and it's pumping around the house. Who knows?
Maybe you downloaded it ages ago and went off it and they're just racking up on iTunes.
Yeah.
You've got like podcasts 13 and you think, I've got to crack through them.
Maybe this is the year 2050 and you listen to the podcast for the first time in ages.
Hello, Blue Peter.
You're a very, very old lady now and you're well into the autumn of your life, but you're still fantastic and you're playing this to your grandchildren.
Yeah.
And your grandchildren say love to your mothers at the end of it.
Yeah. And Wang Watch has lost some of its appeal now that you're 93.
Yes.
Yeah.
But has it?
Well, we just don't know. We'll have to wait and find out. And, you know, it's going to be a while.
Let's go to an old folks' home this week and say cock and balls and other such.
Let's do the show live from an old people's home next month.
Oh, that'd
and
be
just
tricky.
see if it's funny. Imagine just doing the gig and putting a 30 pence. What?
Yeah, good.
Balls.
But like the Thriller video with us just in the middle. Well, that's what we made.
Texts. Oh, I can't do texts.
The Mama Link's my favourite bit.
Yeah. Listen, can I get in on that? Because I'm fat. I'm down with it. Yeah.
All that and more. Various bits of randomness throughout the podcast. Do enjoy.
Shut up, young man.
Come here.
Enjoy the podcast.
BBC Six Music.
Russell Howard and John Richardson.
What was my forfeit, John? Do you want to tell the nation?
You had to make a cake and bring it in.
Yeah.
And that's why I'm in such a grump this morning, isn't it?
Oh, what's this, everybody? Oh, that's right. Stare at my cake, everyone. Do you want to have some?
Yeah.
Help yourself. Let's pass that over there.
Oh, it's heavy, isn't
it? Well, it's a heavy cake. What we'll do, we'll play a song and John will have a bite and then he can discuss how he thinks the cake's gone. It'll probably taste like filth, but never mind.
Anyway. It's good, this banoffee pie.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it's nice. I'm sharing it out. Everyone's having a piece. Yeah, it's nice. Banana in it.
That's meant to be banana, isn't it?
Yeah.
Too much banana? Here it comes.
Well.
take me through it.
Yeah,
I'll tell you what.
That one's for sale.
Let's pretend it's MasterChef. What a fat-headed moron that bloke is. Go on. So I've just wandered in. We can't do our version of it. Me and John, I was watching MasterChef the other day and I rang him up. We spent about pretty much 20 minutes doing impressions of the guy. And I'm like, what's this? Yeah. What do I look like? An F? A C?
You want me to eat that?
You
want me to phone my mother and tell her I've eaten that? Right. Toilet.
So go on then, let's do a MasterChef. Take me through it.
It's...
I like it! I do like it!
I think you can cook, right? That's the thing.
But...
What you done, you put too much chilies in it.
Too much chilies. It's a prison. Am I a mug?
I used to work on a market, you dog.
You.
It's nice. No, I can't really taste...
Say it, John, say it. What's wrong?
It's horrible.
Is it?
No, it's nice. Disgusting? It's nice. I can't taste the toffee.
Yeah. Slight problem with that.
I can taste banana and cream and the biscuit base, which is pleasant.
Yep.
But where's the banoffee pie element?
Oh, he's tensed his fist there in anger. But I think I mucked up the sugar because the coronation milk was supposed to take 5 minutes. Took me an hour stirring it, watching
it. Oh, it's never going to take 5 minutes to... Yeah, it takes a long time.
According to Nestle, it doesn't look very good. It looks too yellow.
Have you not had any?
No.
You've got to taste your own food.
Absolutely not. Hello, John Russell. Please could you do me a huge favour and say happy 5th birthday to my daughter, Tia. She listens with me every week. Brackets, thankfully, she's too young to understand some of the things you say, but likes it when you do impressions of each other, especially when John does Russell, because she thinks he sounds like Wurzel Gummidge. Cheers, Lisa in Boston. Do you want to do that for a 5-year-old girl, then? It's on her birthday.
Yeah.
So say happy birthday to her in the style of me.
All right, Tia, I've got my Russell head on today. So go get Aunt Sally and I shall be slightly sinister.
All right, there's no need to do that.
Probably slightly too sinister for children, I thought. Where's Rugamage? Ripping my head off.
Well, she likes it. You've just ruined it now.
Back away.
Yeah, she's 5. It's her birthday. It's a special moment.
Come inside my
shed. Stop it! She's being held up to the radio as we speak.
Sorry. Happy birthday.
Better. Not- oh, sugar. Just ripped the news quiz. That's what...
Oh, no.
Slightly ruined.
Now you've only got half a lie.
Hey, have we got the... where are the sound effects for when it's right or wrong? Are they up here somewhere? The news quiz questions.
We've had some suggestions for the forfeits.
Yeah, very good one about the loser has to wear makeup in next week's show. That's a very good one.
Oh, really?
And the chicks.
Girls could apply it.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. There you go. So that's so we're getting early. And I think that already that's a winner.
BBC Six Music.
Do your news quiz.
Right, here we go.
False. True, false, false, true.
Done.
Right.
Haven't the Waterlooville goalkeeper, Kevin Scrimshaw. It's the first question, by the way.
Is it?
A Waterlooville goalkeeper.
Are we doing the makeup one then?
Yeah.
Have we decided?
I think we should go with that. I think that's the best idea.
Okay.
Cool. Haven't the Waterlooville goalkeeper, Kevin Scriven's mum, once made me spaghetti bolognese pie. True or false?
I know you know him.
Yeah.
But I don't think you know him that well. I think you're just clambering at it now.
Because, okay.
And technically he was your brother's mate.
Yep.
And who would make spaghetti bolognese pie? Yeah. It's a carb overload.
Right.
So I think although you know him, I'm going to say false.
Okay. True.
Rubbish.
True.
Rubbish.
Yeah, it was lovely.
That's not a new... right? That's nothing to do with the news.
It is. I played yesterday against Liverpool Anfield.
Yeah, that doesn't mean that is that's not related to the fact that he played yesterday. That's a lie that happened years ago. That's completely unprovable.
Yeah. Right, second question.
If I'm going to be a tranny 1-0. For a week...
What's 1-0?
How is it 1-0? How can I possibly prove that you ate spaghetti bolognese pie at Craig Scriven's house?
Why would I lie?
To win the quiz so that I have to dress like a transvestite for a week.
You can
take
pictures
of it. Just
bit of makeup, that's fine.
Bit of blusher.
All right,
well, time to moisturise.
Oh, I think that's 1-0. Ellie?
I have to agree.
With you. Hey! 1-0,
oh, well, that sets a precedent from the last 3 weeks when you just do whatever he flutters his eyelids and tells you to do.
You've won the last two.
Question one. I am
You've
a
won
man,
the last
true
two.
Or false?
You've won the
no,
last
it's
two.
False. I'm a hermaphrodite, so... Ellie, put it down.
2-0. Tom Hanks is obsessed with typewriters. True or false?
False.
True. He said it on Jonathan Ross the other day. Rabbits love licorice, but too much could kill them. True or false?
I hate this feature. True.
So that's currently...
Four all
tense.
This
two.
Is getting tense.
So this is the last. Oh,
we could end up both dragging up next week.
There's two questions. Thomas Edison came up with the idea of movies from watching someone sneeze. Who would have thought a simple sneeze would lead to such cinematic masterpieces as The Piano or Ferris Bueller's Day Off? Barry Norman whispered to me on the vast Friday week.
Right, well, this is going to get contentious.
Thomas Edison came up with the idea of movies
of sneezes this week.
From watching someone sneeze.
False.
That is true. Yeah. He was watching it and it happened. Oh, that's it, yeah. He was looking at still sequential pictures of someone sneezing and realised that if you viewed them quickly in a sequence, you might be able to make a movie. So the final question is currently...
Ellie's got a face that indicates that she knows that to be false.
I'm not happy with that question as a final for the news quiz because you did add the Barry Norman...
Okay, well, let's get rid of that. Let's call that null and void. And then so it's currently 4-4. This is the final question. Jocelyn,
I feel a bit sick.
Jocelyn G from the hit show Little Miss Jocelyn had such a lonely upbringing that she once made a friend out of cereal packets called Jasper. True or false?
Was she on Jonathan Ross this week?
Nope. And had she been, I would not have watched it. Because she is not
Just say it.
Good enough.
Just say it.
There's a lot of stuff on telly that's not good enough at the minute.
I think that is false.
It is false. John wins for the third week in a row. I will wear makeup. Ladies, go gentle. Screw this. There's a weird online petition saying, can we take our tops off from... I think it's not really a petition because there's just been two emails from Alexandra in Liverpool. It doesn't really count. She's like an online pervert. It's like we're being groomed for our own show by this girl called Alex. How old are you, Alexandra? We're not going to take your tops off for you.
Don't. And yet by asking her age, you're implying that...
Yeah, now she's turned the tables on me, making me feel bad.
Yeah.
Son of a gun. But yeah.
But you'll wear your top off next week when you've got your makeup on.
That's right. Yeah, tiara. What are we thinking? Bronzer? What was that? You're going to make me wear a bra?
I think with a bit of lift, I think it could really boost your confidence.
Do you think so?
Yeah. I think it could be what you're looking for. Russell Brand wears makeup.
Russell Brand, it was amazing. I was watching his DVD the other day, the extras, because the guy who did my extras did his. There's a fascinating bit where Russell's chatting, and you realise as it's going on, he's having his trousers put on for him by a lady. So he's backstage, and he's kind of there, kind of going, yeah, right to do Wednesday week well, and all that kind of stuff. And there's a lady putting on his trousers. What an odd job. I'd never get filmed having someone put my... Because it looks like you don't know how to do it. But he was totally at ease. It's an amazing moment of him just sat there, just kind of just chatting about the gig, all the while somebody put his trousers on.
The total trousers he wears, though, you can't put on yourself.
Well, that's what you start thinking, yeah. But it must be a nightmare. So...
People don't really care about trousers, though, do they? It's not like if you wear the wrong trousers, someone's going to go to the bother of emailing
loads
in their own private time to have a pop at the trousers you wear.
Loads of people went to see John at the Birmingham Glee.
Yeah.
And you were... Well, read out the email.
Just back from seeing John at the Glee Club in Birmingham and came away, and then you think, well, this is, you know, came away uplifted, reinvigorated about life.
After watching you do stand-up.
Thinking about the way I drive. You know, none of that. Deeply concerned about John's dress sense and feel it may be the reason he's unlucky in love. Ree shirts in trousers. It wouldn't be a problem if he didn't insist on wearing trousers that don't fit. Such an unflattering look.
Has been said, though.
By your girlfriend's mum and this Fiona. They're just jeans. They're just jeans.
Ask these. What do you make
they go
jeans?
From my waist to my shoes. That noise. What's wrong with them? They're supposed to be... I'm not dressing like these young funksters wandering around strangulating their testicles just to look fashionable.
Oh, you clearly are. You're riding high.
I'm not...
If your nuts could talk, they'd say this. Just all day. My nuts, what's happening? Your nuts.
Really?
My nuts again, baby doll. Your nuts.
Why don't you leave me alone for 5 minutes? I'm trying to take a break here.
Stop patting me on the head. Good morning, boys. Thanks for the birthday shout, and thank you, Russell, for the guess at 50. I know John wouldn't tell you my true age on air, but I'm somewhere between 58 and 60. Very good. I'm suffering a little from overindulgence last night, but may try a hair of the dog later. Enjoying the show very much, brackets, as usual. Regards to you both. Love to your mothers. Big love to my mother, John. Wow.
Yeah, I'll second that.
Wow. Two emails off your dad. That's fantastic. When my dad sends me an email, he says, regards, David. Mental, isn't it? How ridiculous is that? He's just in this system, so he just says regards. Wow. But he's a good man.
Speaking of parents...
Hey, yes. Good
link. Let's abuse our parents for a minute, shall we?
I was talking to the award-winning Daniel Kitson about this, and he got all uppity on me. He said, you're making your mums do that? I said, they enjoy it. Does your mum enjoy it? Because my mum properly loves it. It's the highlight of her week. She really enjoys doing this. Your mum's up for it?
I think so. I'm still not sure.
See, I told him specifically about the zig and zag line, and he went, oh, really? Your mother's saying that? My mum would have said it. Your mum said it and delivered it with aplomb.
I think it's, highlight of this week's.
Was she okay with it?
Well, it took some coercion.
Good.
You know.
Well, listen to the result of our coercion after Slow Show by the National.
It's this week's Mama Link, isn't it?
BBC. Fix music.
Bang, 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 bang.
Whoa, N-word.
But the tune gets my crank rolling.
Me too. My crunk is fully rolled. But who has that got your ears buzzing?
They be the National, and the grind's called Slow Show.
For show.
For knee.
Mo money.
Mo problems.
Mo molem.
Too soon.
Sorry, baby.
It's all gravy.
We be like zig and zag, we titties.
Hey, we got to play a new tune, and not just any old 8-beat. This mama got beef.
Wagwan.
Women on the TV be too skinny. That ain't what men want. Brothers need bojanglers. They all after a peach with a reach.
Them scoundrels about the badonkadonk, right?
If sisters don't look like she cook, she ain't worth a
N-word.
My bad.
You know I roll with you, but the cussing falls thick and on.
You said it.
Moving on and on. I got just the beat for your feet.
Drop it then. Teeth out.
See you next week. Keep them low.
Diggity.
The Russell Howard and John Richardson Podcast.
Six Music.
Hello, Russell and John. In 2 weeks, I am going on a Year 12 history trip to Berlin for 4 days. This will be my first trip abroad without my parents, and I'm quite nervous. I was wondering if you had any board games that my friends and I can play on the plane and whilst away.
What goes on tour stays on tour.
Yeah, exactly.
Just just do what everyone does on school trips. Reinvent yourself. It's your moment, 4 days.
No, do you think? You can't really reinvent yourself, can you?
Yeah, you can.
Roles are already set in stone at school.
Nah, you get a new jacket. It's Germany, you're a different person. Get yourself a Raiders jacket.
Hasselhoff.
Yeah, why not?
Right.
No, it's exciting school trips, stay up late. We went to Germany. Have you been to Germany?
No.
Nein!
Nice, very well put.
Yeah.
We were...
It's not to say I don't speak the lingo.
We went in year seven. It was absolutely fantastic. We were all staying in bunk beds, and our teacher, Mr. Pratt, we were falling around. I think... I shouldn't say his full name. Colin.
Colin Currys.
Well, he was going for a very funny stage, and it was when we were 11. It was the funniest thing ever. Do you remember the ho 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 green giant advert, the sweet corn? He used to spray Lynx on his nethers, and then he'd scream ho 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 green willy. Hilarious, you know. You're 11, bang.
Wouldn't go green though, wouldn't it?
Well, no one checked, but good point. It doesn't even work. Let me have a look at that. It's not even green. The song doesn't work. You should say ho 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 nice smelling willy.
Yeah,
but nobody would enjoy that as much, but that's fine. But it's nice to have you as your... No, I was going to say something horrific there. I was going to say... No, it doesn't matter. But it would have been a positive thing, but it would have been offensive to another. Anyway, so I'm getting off the point I'm making. He was spraying Lynx on his penis and two balls and jumping about. And Mr. Pratt came in and went mental, like shouting everybody.
What a waste of Lynx!
Yeah, what the hell is this smell? What's going on? And then my friend Swank... Go on, John.
Did I?
So he was oblivious to
do it again. I was a bit late on that one.
So my friend Swank,
did they?
came in, was asleep.
Do you know Hillary Swank?
Does she? So, so Mr. Pratt comes in, starts shouting everybody. We're all giggling. That kind of like, you know, that wonderful kind of, oh, we're not allowed to laugh, but we're laughing. Oh God! Oh, brilliant! As a teacher, we're being naughty. Swank's been asleep all the while. Wakes up and took the rap for it. It was horrific. Mr. Pratt went, was it you, boy? And God knows why, he went, yes. He just woke up. I went, yes. So he went, come with me. He had to go and sleep in Mr. Pratt's room. And then there were rumours that he'd been, you know, attacked sexually. He wasn't.
Well, Swank had obviously done something.
He'd done nothing. He'd been asleep. He'd had a tricky dream. He'd woken up and there was a man going, was it you? And he'd obviously gone, yes.
That's a guilty conscience. If you wake up and someone goes, was it you? And you say, yes, you've done some stuff in your past.
Yeah, but he had to sleep
with
the teachers.
Might have been years ago, but it's still at the forefront of your brain. It's nice, found out about that rabbit.
Yeah. Jake, that's what it was.
Yeah, it was me. One of the dogs, trust dogs, died.
Oh, yeah, God, we had to hear about this, didn't we?
Tragic. Biscuit's gone.
Biscuit, what did he die of?
R.I.P. Biscuit.
He was dunked, wasn't he? that was the funeral. They just dunked him. And it was really bad because the vicar just thought he was going to get him back and then he dropped him all. And they had to just stir him into the tea, didn't they?
Yeah, that's exactly what they did at the funeral of this dog.
Of this fictional dog that doesn't exist.
It's not a fictional dog. Biscuit lived more in his 7 years than we could ever live in our lifetimes, Diz.
Hello, just made this whilst not listening to a song on your show. Hope you like. This is from Chris in Wales. So let's get this ready.
And I got it.
This is a podcast from the BBC.
And I got it.
It smells like lemon.
And I got it.
This is a podcast from the BBC.
Slick radio.
Nubby, nubby, nubby.
Pause. Insert sound effect.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
And I got it.
This is a podcast from the BBC.
And I got it.
It smells like lemon.
And I got it.
This is a podcast from the BBC.
Slick radio.
Nubby, nubby, nubby.
Pause. Insert sound effect.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Well, that was incredible.
Very good.
That was a fat beat.
Yeah.
We could get to number one with that.
Dude got a skill.
Now, someone else to rival Chris has sent us in some more beats. She says, hi, Russell, and the very well-dressed John. I thought I'd send you something I received this week. All right. My friend James, who clearly has far too much time on his hands, sent me some sound clips he had made whilst bored. After a truly horrible week at work, these made me giggle. The rehab one is now my text alert tone. It always makes me smile.
No, no, no.
That's good. That's very good indeed. That's a belter.
Peter Green says, I went on a school trip and went ice skating. One kid fell over and someone skated over his hand, severing two fingers.
Oh.
When the attendants tried to clean the blood, they found it had already frozen, the rink was closed, and we went to McDonald's a bit earlier than planned. That's it.
So he lost his fingers?
There's a lot in that story there.
He lost his fingers?
I don't know. Maybe.
My dad chopped his best mate's finger off when he was at Scouts, when he was 10.
Things you do when you're bored, eh?
I know, yeah. But he had nightmares about it. They were playing a game at Scouts. They were chopping a piece of wood with an axe. It's before political correctness gone mad. When boys could be boys, and they were just sort of chopping, and then it would be his friend Griff's go, and then they'd chop it in half, and then dad's go, and then chop it in half, and it got down to like a tiny, tiny splint. And my dad, being my dad, age 10, was just eyeing it through, he reckoned for about 10 minutes. It was just this horrific kind of coincidence. His mate went, oh, and my dad, and chopped it off. And it was before the days of ice and knowing what to do. So my dad ate his finger. He didn't. He was mortified. And
sent him a very apologetic email.
No, no.
Sorry for chopping your finger off. Regards, Graham.
Yeah, well, this is before the days of email. So he was just really sheepish when he saw it at school. And I met him when I was about 8. And he said, look what your dad done to me. And just showed me his kind of stump. And I was like, Jesus, you probably deserved it. My dad's a good guy. Kicked him in the nuts.
40s Animal Magic.
With me, Matt Ford. Campaigners in the UK, inspired by Erasure and Wheatus, are urging us Brits to have a little respect for a certain rodent, the mole. Despite being a problem for gardeners all across this sceptred isle, evidence released this week suggests that moles are actually good for gardens, helping keep soil fertile with their tunnelling.
There you go.
They are.
Is that true?
It is true, yeah. I heard it on the radio this week.
So what you've done there, you've pilfered something from the radio to do it on our show.
Well, the information had to come from somewhere, Russ. Whether it's broadcast media, whether it's print. Use your environment. That's what the TA teach you.
Lovely.
BBC. Six Music.
Oh, there's something about butterflies here. Catching butterflies doesn't
good
kill
sitcom.
Them. Russell, you fool. You catch them, then let them go. Brackets, you squeeze their bodies to suffocate them if you want to kill them.
There we go, let's clear that up. So if you want to kill a butterfly... Touch him.
Yeah, that's it. Isn't touching them how you kill them? Or is that a moth? I don't know. I don't know where I've got this fact from. It's just... I'm just trying to clutch one of my childhood memories. I'm trying to become 8 years old again and listen fully to that girl that's telling me it, but I can't remember her name or her face.
You was too busy looking at her jumblies, weren't you?
I probably was.
Russell, will you please listen to the butterfly lecture?
What?
I can see two butterflies I'd like to touch.
Yeah, well, he's got me down. No, come on, I was like that when I was 8. It was an absolute hound.
When I say butterflies, I mean your tits.
Yeah, exactly. Christ, have I got to move schools again? How horrific would it be? Do you sometimes have those nightmares that when you die and you go to the afterlife, wherever it may be, imagine if all the animals you've ever eaten are just there waiting for you, ready to give you hell in the afterlife. Yeah. You had a chance, you could have stopped, and you've only beaten up by 18 pigs, but instead you've got 3,000 of us and we're angry.
But, you know, you could handle pigs, all these people. If
you could handle, right, 3,000 pigs, you could, like, you'd be sat there
going,
I'm going to enjoy this, looking forward to it, it's a rumble.
Yeah, I've done 2,000, just in training for the big 3K.
Yeah.
All these people who eat shark, though, they're going to have egg on their faces.
Literally. Yeah. Well, if that's if the sharks are in league with the chickens.
Yeah.
Now throw them! With pleasure, Sharky. Probably won't be a cockerel. Never mind. Dear Russell and John, I went for a meal with my girlfriend and her parents on Wednesday at the
It's got nothing to do with the airblade.
Okay, I'll cut to the chase. He used an airblade. It's not half as interesting when you just read that bit out. he went for a meal. Old Fawns Golf Club, Lippock,
Lovely.
Hampshire. Played football against Lippock. They used to have a player called Danny Waden. Very good. Used to play left midfield.
Is that going
to
be in the news quiz next week?
Possibly. Good guy.
Danny Waden.
And Duncan Leggett. We played for the rep team together. Fantastic defender. Despite my steadily increasing drunkenness, things were going fine until I visited the gents.
Dun, dun, dun.
It was my first encounter with a Dyson Airblade. So I returned to the table in a fit of excitement and insisted that my girlfriend's mum should go to the ladies to see if there was one in there too. The evening deteriorated from that point onwards. Love to your mums. Mike Wayne Farnham in Surrey.
You used one, didn't you, this week?
Yeah. Meh. It was all right. It was a bit cold. You know, and I rang John up and you were quite...
Jong? Yeah, is he?
That's my other mate. I do another show with him. I rang you up and you were drunk, which I'm not suggesting you are all the time, but you were properly drunk that night. And what's lovely about it, showing off, stayed up till... Ask me how long I stayed up till last night. How long? 6 a.m. Yeah. Drinking.
I'd paid for the night.
Yeah, exactly. And, I just didn't go for it. Didn't really go for it. Fair enough. We thought of this feature, which is called I Couldn't Live Without, which is, you know, as the name would suggest, what's the one thing in life that if it was taken away, you'd be very upset? I was going to say take your own life, but you probably wouldn't. But stuff that you...
My balls.
So John's going to open with his nutsack.
Yeah.
So
I'll give it all to Shane.
We'll put that at the top of the list. So can you beat John's nuts? That is currently top. What could you not live without? How about Adam Hudson?
I've got wood...
something rubbish like music.
Like, that's a very good one. Something rubbish like music. Ladies?
You couldn't live without music.
Yeah, that's a good call. I'd have music over your sack.
Would you?
Yeah.
Well, enough of your fantasies. What if you can still hum, though, can't you?
No, so music... Music's gone forever. Ooh. Yeah, exactly. Music, well, it's the old, isn't it? Music or comedy, and you always go for it.
But with my balls, it's one of the things you don't know what you've got till it's gone.
Yeah, in fairness, your balls can sing. The hills are alive!
I better put my pants on. Sorry, nothing to see. Joe says, I couldn't live without my anus, otherwise I would explode with poo.
Mm-hmm. It's ridiculous. Just had another one pass to me. Alexandra, the girls at LJ still want your tops off. Not going to happen, is it, mate?
Not today.
Oh, don't say that. Now they'll be texting next week.
Well, are we going to get your nipple makeup on next week?
Nipple makeup?
Yeah.
Right.
Nipple mascara.
Is there such a thing, ladies? Oh, you chicks don't know about it. There probably is, isn't there?
I suppose you'd have to have nipple hair to use nipple mascara.
Oh, some chicks do. Yeah.
Ladies?
I've got quite coffee-coloured nips. They're quite big. We've had this discussion before. Yours are quite pink, like a rabbit's nostril, aren't they?
When the hell did we have this conversation?
We've had that before.
That my nipples are like a rabbit's nostril?
Yeah, yeah.
I don't ever remember you saying that.
Quickly show me... Let's do a quick nipple off.
No.
Quickly. Oh, come on.
I need both my nipples.
No, I'm not... Just quickly show me yours and I'll show you mine.
No.
Oh, come on.
You've seen my nipples.
Yeah, but I want to see what colour they are again. And the girls can check.
No, I'm not getting my nips out.
Oh, come
on. At your behest.
Just get them out.
No.
Just stop fooling
around.
It's
cold in here as well. They'll be all taut.
Stop fooling around and get your nipples.
Besides, my trousers are above my nipples. I'd have to take my trousers off.
Who in the room would like to see John's nipples? So that's 4-1.
Yeah, but you're forgetting that this has nothing to do with public opinion. Who in the room doesn't want to see John's nipples out of the most important vote of all? Me. Oh, well, I win then, since it's my choice to make.
Who
you
here?
Can't sexually harass me on the radio. I'll phone Trading Standards or whoever deals with this kind of thing. I'll get Wogan down here. Stop leave the fellow alone.
That would be a phone call I'd like. Hello, Terry Wogan here.
Teddy. They're bleeding, man. Me nipples are bleeding.
I think you've got the wrong number. Quickly, go on. Very, very quickly.
No, I'm not doing it.
Just want to see.
No, I'm not doing it.
I really want to know now. Adam, what colour are yours?
We can practice.
See, don't care.
Oh,
see,
that,
yeah,
out.
Proper no falling out.
Did you like that,
that looked
Jonathan?
Like,
Cole?
That was like a ferret sticking his head through like a farmyard hedge. It was lovely. No, hello. Oh, the ferret. Oh, Christ. Yeah, it was lovely, but it looked like all right. Yeah, for a bit of fun. John's would be like a very gentle lamb, just kind of edging his way. There you go.
Yeah.
Get your nipple out, man, for the sake of the maker. Come on.
No. Oh, clicking your fingers. You're mistaking me for your butler.
How much would I have to pay?
Jeeves, get your nips out.
Only when you do the magic thing, sir.
Okay, sir.
Nipple o'clock. Whoa! Cappuccino!
And you know what that means. Wang time!
Russell Howard and John Richardson on Six Music.
That was the podcast. Now, I've got an idea. We've got this thing on our show called UK Secrets, which, if we're honest, hasn't really taken off yet. But the idea of it was that you...
It's sound. The idea is gold.
The idea is fine, but you email us in on russell.sixmusic@bbc.co.uk with like kind of interesting little places that only you or a selection of your friends know about, and then me and John,
hello,
we'll visit those places
and have a packed lunch.
Yeah, and we'll talk. The packed lunch isn't key, but we'll certainly visit.
It's
there.
Key to me.
Okay, well,
you told me when we agreed to do this feature that I would be allowed to cater.
Okay, well, let's change it. Packed lunches and secrets. So, you tell us of the place where we can go. And John can eat lunch, and I'll look at kind of interesting cultural things and chat about them in the show.
Not with the sandwiches I've got planned. To be on your arse, mate.
Okay, next week on... Actually, get rid of that. It's a new feature called Sandwich Threats.
Bread Threats.
Where John will make a sandwich so big, so powerful, that I will keel over from the power of the sandwich, and then he'll hit me with a baguette as I lie vomiting on the floor.
It's all about a new era of safeguarding crust at the BBC.
Very good. Crust for trust, really.
Yeah, that's what I did.
That was the podcast. Listen to us live every Sunday. 10 while 1. Till 1, that's right. And we will see you next week. Or you won't see us, but you'll certainly
might see
us.
Him. Might bump into him.
Yeah.
You know, be weird, wouldn't it?
Would a bit.
All right.
See you.
All right.